ರಾಮಾಯ ರಾಮಭದ್ರಾಯ ರಾಮಚಂದ್ರಾಯ ವೇದಸೆ ರಘುನಾಥಾಯ ನಾಥಾಯ ಸೀತಾಯ ಪತಯೇ ನಮಃ. ಯುದ್ಧಕಾಂಡ ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ ನಂಬರ್ 62. ರಾವಣ ಕಾಮ್ಸ್ ಡೌನ್ ಕುಂಭಕರ್ಣ. ದಿ ರೆಸಿಟೇಷನ್ ಬಿಗಿನ್ಸ್ ನೌ. Kumbhakarna, the best and the bravest of the Rakshasas, was not completely free from the influence of sleep from which he was so rudely roused and so untimely. The countless draughts of liquor that he had taken but increased his pride and haughtiness, and he took his way along the royal road, rich in everything rare and priceless. Thousands of Rakshasas came after him. Invincible by his foes, he was covered with the clouds of flowers showered upon him by the citizens on his way. He came to where was built the palace of the ruler of the Rakshasas, resplendent with garlands and the windows of gold and shining like another sun in the sky. Like unto the lord of the day disappearing into the cloud banks, Kumbhakarna entered the palace and proceeded to the hall of audience and beheld Ravana as he reclined on his gem-encrusted throne, even as Indra beholds the grandsire in his seat of the lotus in the world of Brahma. The earth quaked in terror as Kumbhakarna walked along with his Rakshasa forces around him. He passed many a suite of apartments and beheld his brother seated in the Pushpaka car with a faded look and heavy heart. Ravana saw him coming and rose in eagerness, for his heart was very glad. Kumbhakarna saluted him and touched his feet and said, "What are your majesty's orders?" The ruler of Lanka raised him, clasped him to his breast fondly, inquired after his health, smelt the crown of his head, and made him take his seat on a priceless throne. Kumbhakarna, of boundless strength and prowess, was not yet appeased in his anger by those marks of honor. His eyes blazed like fire as he said, "Your Majesty, what might be the reason for your having roused me from my sleep? I am honored that I am something in your eyes. Who is there that has dared to bring fear to your doors? Who is it that passes from the land of the living to the land of the corpses?" Ravana found that his brother was out of temper, and he said to himself, "He shares my weal and woe. Rather, he ought to do so. Now he is in a bad mood at being roused before his time. Sleep is dearer to him than my weal." That thought made him a little angry in his turn, and he replied, "It is 9 days since you began your sleep. Clasped in the arms of slumber, you are utterly dead to the concerns of this world. You know not the fear that has come to us through Rama. This Rama, the son of King Dasharatha, who trembled at the very sight of us, has secured the alliance of Sugriva, the lord of the monkeys, that feed upon roots and fruits and leap from tree to tree in the forest. He has thrown a bridge over the sea and has passed over to Lanka with his armies and takes means to wipe us all out from the face of the earth. Behold, the monkeys have invaded like billowy seas the groves, the gardens, the glades, the forests and the mountains around our town. Our famous heroes have fallen a prey to those monkeys, but I see no means of slaying my enemies in battle. This is the fear that lies at my doors now. Even as Maharishi Agastya drank through his spiritual might the boundless ocean, I trust you to destroy these monkeys through your valor and save Lanka. This is why I roused you from sleep. Our capital has in it only boys and old men. All its magnificence and splendor are a thing of past. I trust that only you can save us. You should do this for me as coming into the world together with me. Brother of mine, death of your foes, have I ever asked of you anything like this till now? Is there a bound to my love, friendship and admiration for you? Do I not know how you again and again put to rout the gods and the asuras in battle so that they fled in mad terror? The world's whole none who can stand by you in strength, courage and valor. Take upon yourself your dreadful valor, and like a terrible storm scattering the winds in autumn, wipe off from the face of the earth this monkey host. Take from me the heavy load of anxiety and bring peace and happiness to cool my burning heart. I know the love you bear for me. I know the love you bear towards battle. I trust you to behave as befits you. Mangalam Koshlendraya Mahaniya Gunapti Chakravarti Dhanurjaya Sarva Bhomaya Mangalam.